KUGM.
Well, it's not often that we tell a friendly fib. This is kind of a news update, but a little different format. 7 o'clock, Dennis Nakata, KUGN, News Talk 590. Guess what? I thought it was something that I had said back in January, and that's the reason why she waited 8 months to come back. Not the case, I found out. Yay! Mayor Venice, welcome.
Thank you so much.
I sure appreciate you coming in. Give me a great big what's up.
What's up?
There we go. What's up, Eugene? What's up, Wednesday here on KUGN 2019 so far. Can you encapsulate for us a good year in positives, challenges?
I think 2019 has been an excellent year. We've done a lot of good work in council. We passed a construction excise tax that will help fund the development of more housing that people can afford, especially the lower income folks can afford. We passed a made a huge commitment on responding to the needs of people who are homeless. The council over the last 2 years has committed $1.9 million both for a shelter and now in coordination with the county, an agreement to streamline our services, have a joint staff person, a strategic initiatives manager to oversee that work. And the council also passed a community safety payroll tax. So I think those pieces combined mean some of the toughest issues that we face as a community, housing, homelessness, public safety, we've actually made really big strides this year in addressing those key issues. And we continue to move forward on our climate action work. Our climate action plan has rolled out. We have large lever, what we call large lever shareholders, those big institutions, the University of Oregon, EWEB, the big the hospitals, the school districts, working together to reduce our carbon footprint as a community. This year, big issues. And then on top of that, have done a lot of human rights work. So I think it's been a very good year.
How about climate challenge here? It's a hot button topic all this year. It's going to be a hot button topic for quite some time moving forward.
You know, I think my basic view of this is whether or not people really agree on the shift in climate, whether that's man-made or not, whether people totally, you know, agree on that perspective, we experience impacts of shifting climate. Mm-hmm. We are seeing it in very dramatic snowstorms. We're seeing it in air quality and forest fires. We have got to be prepared for that work. And I, in terms of the public's mind, I merge that with emergency preparedness that, you know, whether it's a snowstorm or a fire, you want to be prepared for that. And as a city, we need to be prepared for that. So there's the response to those, to this sort of punctuated crises. And then there's the long-term work we do in terms of where do we build housing? How do we build housing? How do we protect our natural resources so that our air quality is good, so that there's outdoor space for people? How do we protect our local economy so that the economy keeps moving forward in the face of shifting climate? How do we keep our buildings warm and cool? And where does that energy resource come from? Those are sort of basic questions that we need to respond to as a community, regardless of your perspective on climate change.
One thing that I have learned doing this feature is that you have extremely quality people working many different departments that makes the whole city go. You couldn't be more proud, could you?
I think the city is has an incredible team all across the board, and we see it in so many ways. I mean, I think the sort of banner headline often comes with our police department and the work they do and our new police chief. But when you look at our public works and the road work that we've done, we've passed a levy, 5-year levy, 3 times now, because the work that public works does in terms of improving our roadways is so phenomenal and so successful, on target, on task. The community has invested in parks and open spaces. We passed a levy and a bond related to that. And I'm hearing from constituents how nice the parks are looking.
That's
right?
Great.
How great it is to be there.
So you can stick around for a little bit, right?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so in our regular 7:15 What's Up, we're going to talk re-election, a little conversation.
That's great.
Our little breakfast table chat with Mayor Venice here on News Talk 590 KUGN.
Here's the latest weather on KUGN.
Not hot enough for you. And that was plenty hot. 100 yesterday, 95 was what we're going to be headed for today. About 87 on the way for tomorrow. It's 60 now here at KUGN. News Talk 590, KUGN here at 719. We have bonus. What's up with Eugene City Mayor, Lucy Vinnis? Nice for you to stop by and to hang out with us. Thank you for the time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, we've been having some nice little breakfast table chat here about so many things. Transportation, let's talk MGO, because you're excited about that, right?
I think LTD's MGO is a terrific pilot project. I'm hoping people adopt it and use it, and that we feel empowered as a community to have MGO in other parts of the city. It's a meets our needs to help people get from place to place. It meets our goals on climate change to do that cleanly and with a low carbon footprint.
So something you'd like to see, you want to see them bigger?
I'd like to see it bigger.
As far as the vehicles go?
Oh, no, I don't. I'm not making a judgment on that. I mean, in terms of their reach throughout the city.
The reach.
I'd like to see
other
neighborhoods that could benefit from that.
Okay, 1 second. Mark Johnson, LTD, did you hear that? Okay, all right, so I just wanted to make sure, I'll share that with him. Let's talk re-election.
Huh? Yes.
Why, you love the job so much. Let me turn it over to you.
I love the job of being mayor. I feel that we've done very good work since I took office in 2017, and I am eager to continue to build on that foundation. There's work moving forward on the housing crisis, on addressing homelessness, on climate change, on an array of human rights concerns. Our economic development, we're booming. And I'd like to just keep moving forward on those issues. I think we have a bright future ahead of us as a community. We've put some important things in place, eager to carry that work forward.
We were just talking about one word that best describes you. I came up with another one. You're driven. Would that be fair?
I am driven with a smile on my face, I would say.
Driven,
yeah,
and persistent.
I'm persistent. I believe deeply in that we could be the best in ourselves. I believe deeply in creating a community where everybody can live well, has an opportunity to work, to play, to enjoy their lives. And I believe that we can work well together. And so I'm passionate about doing that work.
So working with children in the first tee like I do and have been for some time, I always emphasize you have to fail in order to grow and improve. And would you agree with that?
Well, I have spent my life working in nonprofits before I ran for public office. And so I worked on issues related to homelessness, related to climate and environmental work. I worked on behalf of the arts and in agriculture. And, you know, we try things and they don't always work. We take on issues in which it's hard to get enough support, and then you have to sort of shift your strategy. So I think I've learned a lot about that. I watch that in council, that there are issues that we don't always land soundly on the first try, and sometimes we have to go back and recalibrate. And I think that's part of the learning process and part of the thinking process, an important part of the public process.
Are you in continual adjust mode or serious listen mode in regards to the council and working together with members of council?
I have made a point of meeting with each councilor individually every month so that I have an opportunity to sit with them one-on-one and say, okay, what's on your list? What are the issues that you're concerned about? How are we going? So that I know where they're coming from. And so that when we're in a council meeting, I've worked to establish a rapport with them and to respect what their perspectives are and what they need to know in order to move forward on any particular decision. And so I think that helps. I feel that the council has functioned very, very well the last couple of years.
When you drive around downtown, is there one word in regards to all the building that's going on and what is to come for downtown? What word comes to mind?
We are growing. We are growing. And, you know, you say growth comes whether you want it or not. I mean, population growth grows. We're in just a growing economy, but we're growing well. We are growing well, and our downtown reflects that. It's a constructive investment, and I think everybody needs to recognize that with all of the challenges of growth, the benefit is that you have more resources and you have more opportunity.
Piggybacking on that, so the biggest challenge moving forward the rest of 2019 would be the housing?
I think the gnarliest questions we have before us are both housing and homelessness. So the entire range of people who are struggling to be stably housed, and the large sector of our community that struggles to find housing they can afford, and those are hard. I mean, they're related to the economy, they're related to our larger kind of federal picture and state picture in terms of how we invest. The fact that it's as expensive to build housing in Eugene as it is to build housing in Portland, but we can't ask for those rents. So how do we create an opportunity for that housing to be built?
The welcome mat is always out for you. Please remember that. Come back and visit.
Thank you so much.
Sure, appreciate that. Give me one more. What's up?
What's up?
Here on News Talk 590 KUGN.